game. Congratulations, Coach, on the victory. Looked a little iffy at times there, in that, especially in the second and third quarters, but they finally quit hitting all their threes, it felt like. And you guys, you know, kind of continued to stay the course, and it worked out for you.
Yeah, I think Jackson had a monster game. But, you know, getting it down to him was, you know, obviously the game plan there. But our defense was just not intact. We were chasing. We were gambling again. And so we got to be much better. I mean, we're just taking too many unnecessary risks. And they capitalized on made threes, you know. And we kind of knew early, especially, that they were going to try to, you know, use a mismatch in the post. And it wasn't really effective, you know, in the post, but it was on the skip passes because we were slow rotating. We got to rotate with the ball in the air. We can't wait for it to get to where it's going and then expect us to be there to contest. And, man, they just kept shooting threes. And for a while, it didn't seem like they missed. But, you know, I think the defense tightened up a little bit. We got out of our press a little bit, but we were still able to pressure, and that kind of kept us intact defensively, and that led to everything else that happened late third, fourth quarter.
Well, they go 4-for-4 on threes in the third quarter, and then they all of a sudden lead 37-36. You close out on a 27-7 run.
Yeah. Well, it was needed.
Yeah.
They take that lead, and we were able to get some, you know, quick looks down under. And, you know, we knocked down some threes ourselves. But, you know, it was really the defense that that really led to everything else. You know, when we get out in transition, we're pretty good. We get the lead, and then all of a sudden they're going for every steal. We're not running through the pass. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for it, and they're running through that window. Every time we drove past them, they're back tapping us because we weren't paying attention to it. So just got to be more aware when it comes down to, you know, those situations. You got teams that are scrambling around and trying to make a play because they're behind. Those are the moments where you got to be more secure with the ball, and we weren't, you know, really late and probably the tail end of that fourth quarter. But yeah, the run was all about getting stops on defense. I don't think we gave them near as many, you know, open looks. I think our defensive pressure was still there on the ball and in the passing lanes, but early on, it was just the disconnection with our defense. You know, gambling again. It's just gambling. We're getting way too out, you know, out high, trying to get steals, and whether or not they want to go dunk it because of it. I mean, they're sacrificing a whole lot of points because we're getting out of position. So we've got to be better, because if they get out in passing lanes tomorrow and think that they're going to gamble, you know, Mr. Reality Smith might have a heyday at the rim.
Yeah, what was so weird about this? Lamar only hits 3 2-point baskets. Those all came in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that before.
Yeah, Coach Kite told me that after the game. Him and Coach Meyer said they didn't make any twos in the second half. And that's interesting.
Yeah.
Especially when they do have the size that they have.
Yeah.
But I think that's how they play. And you know, when it goes in, it makes you a little nervous because you think all of them are going to go in for a while. And they just kept casting them up there. And, you know, Zero, he can get hot.
Yeah.
And that basket had to look huge to him because he was knocking him down at a pretty high clip.
Especially that one right in front of you. That was, what do you do about that?
Yeah, I guess you look at your player and say, I guess you have to come out farther, because that was like a little hip heave, man. He got all into that one, nothing but net. So it was it's kind of frustrating, but at the same time, you don't typically have to go out to the 40-foot mark to stop somebody from shooting.
But, you know, you guys did a good job at times on defense tonight, forcing over 20 turnovers there again tonight. But go to Alex Tarango. He matches his 12 with 12, and you got to like the consistency there. He did a little bit of better job tonight attacking the basket and going to the basket for his shots.
Yeah, he did. A much better job, really. But I think that first game he was 4-for-7 from two and maybe 1-for-8 from three. And he's been shooting the ball so much better this year than he did last year. So, I mean, he's got to continue to take those. But, you know, he's kind of a funny guy, because his freshman year and early sophomore year, I was kind of freaking out because he cut so much. And I thought it was taking us out of our offense. So I told him to stop randomly cutting when we don't know what's going on. And since that day I said it, I don't think I've ever said it again, because he cuts with the best of them, and he usually finds himself wide open under the basket for easy buckets. And so, yeah, he's been he's been a good good offensive player for us, and defensively, you know, there's no question about it. He's always locked in on defense.
Well, you saved the best play for the night with the alley hoop there from Avery to Jackson for the 63rd point.
Yeah, we were gonna work on trying to delay and work some clock. We got that steal, and I was trying to get Avery's attention. I'm like, don't delay, go, because you can kind of see it, you know, taking form. And yeah, that was nice. And so hopefully, you know, Jackson and Sage both have their dunks, and they can go back to playing good defense now and don't have to worry about it.
He got his alley-hoop in. But I got to ask you this before we go here. Of course, with Coronado, a good team coming into tomorrow night, they had a huge win tonight over La Junta by 30, I think it was. And but, you know, we got to step away from basketball. You know, there was that report on social media on X yesterday that you flew into Manhattan to interview for that offensive coordinator job at K-State.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, I'd like to just to let all those people worrying about it, they can sleep easy. I'm not going nowhere. I'm coming back. But that was funny. Former players, man, they crack jokes on Twitter. So Parker, if you're listening, thanks for that.
All right, well, congratulations, enjoy this. You're 2-0 on the year and a big one with Coronado tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right.